bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. One of my favorite people is on the phone and she always brings such exciting information. We want to say hello to Casey Johnson. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce's coordinator, and good stuff is always going on in our fun sister city, Prescott. How have you been, Casey? I know you've been busy.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. Yeah, just trying to stay cool this week here. You know, all these open patios, but I don't know, definitely finding shade and air conditioning this week maybe. But you know, hanging in there now that we've got graduation behind us for our Prescott grads, and you know, things are back to opening up and the mask mandate is done as of the 4th. You know, we're just trying to move forward, I think so.
And it all couldn't have come at a better time. With summer kicking off, it really is nice to see things opening up a little bit more.
Yeah, people are starting to feel the light at the end of the tunnel here. I think, you know, the vaccination clinics that we've had throughout the county here, you know, the public library in Prescott just announced that you don't have to make appointments anymore and you can come browse the books in person now. So I think that's huge for families this summer and the programming that they'll have, you know, in the library and all that. So I think people are, you know, there'll be more to do. You know, we're still, the beaches hopefully will be open and, you know, still looking for lifeguards and things like that. But, you know, new businesses in town, and we have new management at the Dairy Queen in Prescott. And so they're getting staffed up and looking for high schoolers, general managers. You know, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. And I think people are really ready to get back out into the community and get out there and get working this summer. So,
well, I know that if you are looking for a job, there certainly are a lot of jobs in the service industry. And are you finding that that's one of the things you hear from your chamber members, is it's hard to get fully staffed?
100%. You know, parking used to be our biggest thing. I think right now that the job market is, there's just so many opportunities out there. The schools, you know, now that school's over, I think there are summer internships that some of the, even like Casco and TC Lad is the former Henkel in town, that, you know, they're looking for those kind of interns and the engineering kind of degree people. So, you know, there's, I think, depending on any of your education background, I mean, there's a wide variety of opportunities, whether the service industry or in some of the, you know, production facilities over here and things like that. So, yeah, I think, people are just trying to get the word out. We've been adding things in our newsletter throughout the week, and you know, I think we're getting quite a few inquiries that we'll probably start adding that to the website too, just so that people can use it as a job bank and resource.
So tell us about all of the new things that have opened recently in your wonderful city, because some of them opened in the winter, and so you wonder, gosh, how did they kick off and how is it going now?
Yeah, I mean, everybody did what they needed to do. I think I've said before, to sort of make it through this last year. You know, the bars and restaurants, that typically the summers are their big months, so they can make it through the winter. But, you know, everyone seemed to fare pretty well. You know, Prescott Roadhouse just put out a new patio area, seating area to expand their space. No Name has brought in a food truck there at their patio to offer it more food options, and done some outside work with a big new sign. You know, I think people are just trying to do those little extra efforts and renovations to make sure that, like, you know, to stand out. And Broad Street was purchased by the same people that own Two Rivers, and so they've done some renovations inside there and trying to build out a patio space as well. You know, it's just a lot of those little tweaks. I mean, Lucille's just won again, like, best patio in the Twin Cities area for 2021. You know, Muddy's is doing more music throughout the holidays this summer on their back deck, and they built out their deck last year. So I think, you know, a lot of these restaurants, and and bars that are just trying to, you know, Scabs has music on their back deck again. You know, just you can go up and down the road and try to find something for everybody truly this summer. And I think that's, one, the beauty of it. And thankfully having the Porter Prescott Hotel, I mean, you probably can't stay on the weekends now. She's booked through September, basically.
But
there's opportunities. It's great news, but opportunities to come out and not just, you know, stop in, but, you know, stay over in Prescott. And there's just plenty to do right now.
Absolutely. So when you think about boating season, have you noticed that it's picked up? Is it crazy?
Yeah. The Drone City photographer, Zach, that we partnered with at the Chamber, has been sending photos and videos from his drone of, like, all the traffic on the river. And already it's so busy and crazy. And I think you're right. I think people are going to, you know, be able to dock and at the launch there, even more so this summer. The city is putting in the new courtesy dock. So I think a few weeks here in June, it may be some construction going on down there, but it'll be worth that sort of disruption to be able to add more parking spots down there and create more opportunity for the businesses up on Broad Street there. I mean, you know, that's where even like the Orange Dragon Art Gallery that we have up Orange Street, I mean, a lot of the boat traffic just comes straight up and they keep walking, grab their coffee there at Twisted Oak, and these guys, you know, can go up to the art gallery and they start to see their traffic pick up as well up the hill. So it's, you know, this is sort of a perfect time with the boaters and motorcycles and bicyclists and everybody out and about. So
absolutely. Casey, is there ever any chatter about what the old steamboat site might be someday? It's just such a prime spot.
It is a prime spot, and I think there is a lot of chatter, but I don't think that anything has been decided. Prescott's in the middle of interviewing for a new city manager right now, so I would assume as soon as that person gets hired here in the next few weeks, I would imagine that, you know, something like that's probably top of their list, and we'll probably get an update from the city at that point on that.
And who owns that property now? Do you know?
It's a private construction company right now, private group, so... Not the city.
So what else is going on? I know that you are doing golf outing.
Yep. We're starting to get our in-person events back on the calendar. We did our first membership meeting in person for June at the old Patax Event Center. So we've had some space, but we had a good turnout for that. And our guest speakers were the three co-chairs for Prescott Days. So that is an event that is going to be back and probably stronger than ever the weekend after Labor Day. But yeah, the Chamber is going to do our golf outing on June 23rd. It is open to the public, and you can find information on our website and our Facebook page. We just talked about scheduling our poker stroll for July 21st. So that's a Wednesday networking event, sort of a networking bar crawl downtown. So where the businesses that want to participate, the bars, and you go in to get your stamp and you dress up with your team and you come up with a theme. And we, you know, really over the years, just to get people out and about downtown and do some stopping and eating and all that. But so we have, you know, what started out with just four or five businesses, we now probably 8 to 10 bars and restaurants that will participate this year. And, you know, a lot of the businesses, like 2 years ago, I guess, Noah Insurance came up with the theme, but they won the costume for the company, the business costume. So, like, people come out and they really do get dressed up for this. And, you know, it's just something fun. But, again, to just sort of draw attention to the businesses downtown. So that's back on the books for July 21st. And individuals can sign up at $15 a person. And we start at Philander's and get some food before you go and pick up your card, and then you wind up at the old Patax Event Center to grab your poker hand, and then whoever has the best hand, you know, wins the prizes. So, and then, like I said, we move into the summer a little bit, but truly, I think a lot of efforts are heading towards just going over the top for Prescott Days. Tim Siegler is going to come back Friday night for the street dance, and we're doing all the kids games and vendors again, the car show, and then planning for an evening band over at the American Legion this year. So to help with the fundraising for the Legion. And unfortunately, the fire hall decided that just overwhelmed and with staffing needs and focusing on the safety and security of the community, they are not going to hold their typical events for Prescott Days, but participate with the rest of us in that part, not do anything sort of separate. So it's going to be, I think, you know, we're definitely all coming together. I think people are excited to be out and about in person and get back to some of those traditions.
And has it been easy to find vendors? And because usually you plan things like this, what, a good year in advance?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
How's that been?
We actually had a handful of people that have been reaching out since February or March. And what we've just been telling people, either for vendors or for the parade, which the plan is still to hold that on Sunday, is, you know, just keep an eye on Facebook and our website, or the Prescott Days website, because there will be some new materials out in the schedule and some forms for everyone to fill out. But people don't want to miss these opportunities. And I think you're right, those vendors, especially where, you know, some of these small fairs are sort of where their business is. And if, you know, to not be able to get out and about. But, you know, I think the communities around here are now starting, you know, Rivertown Days and Hastings and the stuff in River Falls. And, you know, so everybody's sort of getting these back on the books. And, but yeah, so people are on the circuit, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Do you take your directive from, like, let's say when the Minnesota State Fair decided they were going to come back, was that something that you thought, yeah, we could maybe do Prescott Days?
Yeah. And last year, I mean, that was sort of the same thing that happened last year when we were seeing things not opening or, you know, shutting down, I guess, at the end of last year, seeing what people were doing. And then, but you're right, there gets a point where, you know, the planning for a year in advance, I mean, you kind of have to make that decision a few months ahead of time, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But I think, you know, we feel pretty comfortable. And, you know, there have been some precautions added where, you know, vendors won't be as close and extra sanitation stations and things like that. So, you know, we're not ignoring all of that, but you know, you definitely, if we're going to go forward, we have to start planning. And you know, I've been working with the city on what those precautions might be, but yeah, I think just seeing Pierce County, the fairs, those kind of things open up, and it was just a whole long list of examples that you know, felt that it was, that we were pretty comfortable come September to do something in public like this again.
I bet it feels good.
It does, yeah. I think people are excited to start. I mean, hopefully this translates into volunteers and participants, right? I mean, that's really what we want, that people are tired of being at home or they want to get out and about. And again, most of these events, like the chamber golf outing with Prescott Days, even the poker stroll with all the patios, I mean, a lot of these things are outdoors. So, you know, just sort of that added safety for everyone. So I think people, you know, hopefully will want to participate. And even more so, we definitely need volunteers for Prescott Days, you know, and there's probably a ton of opportunities out there for other organizations. You know, I know that Great River Road Freedom Park is always looking for volunteers and people to get involved up there. And the goats are back for the next couple of days and through the weekend, I think. So, you know, again, things to do and opportunities out there for people to sort of give back and participate in the community.
How can people go about signing up if they might want to volunteer?
So the Prescott Days, if that's for that one, there is a Prescott Days website. And there is, you know, Prescott Days on Facebook as well, but it's just Prescott Days, yeah, prescottdays.com. And you can send a note through that if you want to participate or help in that in September, again, on Facebook, as well as, you know, the Chamber website and Chamber Facebook. We can always route those messages as well. So, you know, for the Chamber of Prescott.com, you can go on there and find our golf tournament information, and then we'll get stuff out there about the poker stroll and even the parade at some point here too. So yeah, things are in the works, that's for sure. So
Casey, are there any open storefronts downtown Prescott that new businesses could potentially open in?
So we do have a change where my happy place is actually going to move back to Somerset. They've just done incredible, like it's just exploded in Somerset for them. So they are closing the Prescott shop, but my understanding is that someone is planning to move in there already, but I think there's space above that shop. People are looking for office space or rental space. But I think right now, other than that, I mean, we're, you know, it's really coming together down there. There's not a lot of open storefronts, which is nice. There's some office rental spaces, but truly, like, it's pretty packed down there, which is great. So again, back to the parking, there's new parking lots and decks that are being created, and hopefully those will be done here by July. So for the bulk of the summer, we'll be able to you know, have more people stop in.
And where are these new parking lots, please?
So behind what is now, I guess, the Holiday there, right as you come across the bridge and into town, right off of Broad Street there. So there's additional parking, and they'll do another a top ramp for that as well. And then if you go up Orange Street as well, behind the printers, Great River Printing, there are going to be additional spaces up there. I know they're renovating stuff that's sort of down by the boats, so we'll have to see what that looks like after they put in the courtesy dock this summer. And, you know, then there's always street parking and things like that up the hill. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, those needs have been heard, and we're trying to develop all that. And I think the city is, you know, making some progress, which is great.
Would you say that Prescott relies on tourism as a big part of their economic health?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think, again, between what even to get people through the winter, especially, right? So a lot of, you know, you can't, the boating, the motorcycles, you've got, noticed the other week, a lot of people sort of use Prescott as that meeting place when they come across the bridge and, you know, from the other way that they come into town, and we're going to have breakfast, we're going to go to the kitchen table, we're going to stop for coffee, we're going to, you know, so it truly is, you know, just sort of that stop in, hang out for the weekend kind of thing. So, yeah, I think a lot of, you know, the summertime months and into the fall, and with the, you know, scenic routes through the end of fall, but, you know, it's just hard with the snowmobilers. It's really hard to get downtown into that area, so the winter months are a little more difficult. But, you know, that's sort of where we live. So, you know, got to make do and work, you know, play to our benefits here. So, yeah, I think this summer should be hopefully pretty good for everybody and beneficial to get everybody through what, you know, depending on what the next winter looks like and where we are with school and, you know, with COVID and all that. So hopefully everybody has a good summer.
Casey, is Prescott the official start of the Great River Road?
Good question. I know we're part of it. I'm sure we'd like to say we're the start of it. I know, again, like that, trying to get Freedom Park and the trails made from the waterfront up there so that bikers can make their way through. We're a big stop along the way for sure. You know, again, lots to sort of see in the nature with the eagles and the birds, and just makes for a very scenic route for sure.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite drives. And we always, always love all the good things going on in Prescott. Thanks for sharing with us. Casey Johnson, she is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce's coordinator. And if somebody wants to learn more about some of these things that you talked about, where could they go, Casey?
Yeah, you can always check out our website, chamberofprescott.com, and then you can always check us out on Prescott WI Chamber, the Prescott Wisconsin Chamber, on Facebook as well. So a lot of these things, we're constantly sharing information about our membership and what they're doing and what's going on and who's up to what. And then we have a Friday newsletter, which you can sign up through our website as well, that goes out to the community about sort of all the live music and gallery events and whatever else is going on around town, so that people can get out and about and check out the library or Freedom Park or whatever else is out there for weekend events.
All good things. Happy summer. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping.